Okay, so we're gonna do the 26th VOD, which is technically half of the year. And again, as I said last time, I'm Makar Tov Takosh Baruch Hu that, you know, he's given me the material and he's given me people that are interested in the material. So Baruch Hashem for that. We're gonna talk about Kaddish, and that way, after the Yom Tovim, which is when we'll re-pick up, we'll go into Psuga de Zimra. So the Chachamim instituted, we say Kaddish at least 7 times a day. And it's based on the Pasuk, Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. Rav Shimon Schwab lists these 7 are 3 by Shacharis, 2 by Mincha, 2 by Maariv. The Mishnah Berurah lists them as 4 by Shacharis, which is the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, after Shemana Esrei and Tachnun, after Asher Hol Tzion and after Aleinu. There are 2 by Mincha and 1 by Maariv before Shemana Esrei. Rav Shimon Schwab tells us, he says the original Kaddish, what's called Kaddish, is actually only the Chatzi Kaddish. The Tfilos of the Skabel, Al Yisrael, and Yeshlam Rabba, were things added later on by the Gaonim. And the Aruch HaShulchan tells us Kaddish was originally composed by the Anshei Knesset Gedola following the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And we're davening in this Tfilah that the Chil Hashem that was caused by the Chorban, along with the Golos of Klal Yisrael, should be repaired. And the Gemara relates that Rabbi Yossi once heard a heavenly voice that was cooing like a dove. And it was saying, "Woe to my children, whose sins caused me to destroy my house, burn my temple, and exile my people among the nations of the world." And Eliyahu Navi told Rabbi Yossi that this bas kol goes out 3 times every day. He said, "Furthermore, when Klal Yisrael gather in the Batei Knesses and Batei Midrashos and recite Amen Yeshmei Rabba, Hashem nods his head and says, 'Praiseworthy is the king, whose children praise him in his house in such a manner. Unfortunate is the father who had to exile his children, and woe unto the children who are exiled from their father's table.'" And the Gemara tells us also, "Koloni Yeheshmei Rabba Mevarach B'chol Kocho Karon Lo Gzardino." Rashi explains, what does it mean to answer B'chol Kocho? It means B'chol Kavanoso, with complete concentration, understanding what we're answering and what we're saying. Tosus explains that it means as is. B'chol Rum, it's supposed to mean a loud voice. And Rav Shimon Schwab points out, this is the exception to the rule of Ha'ona Amen, Lo Yagbia Kol Yosem Anavarak. The one who answers Amen should not raise his voice louder than the one who made the bracha. By Kaddish, it's the one time this is different. However, it shouldn't be that loud that people will make fun or laugh at him and it looks ridiculous. And this is all based on the pasuk in Shir's Devorah, where it says, "Befroa Piroos B'Yisrael, Bisnadiv Umbarchu Hashem," which literally means when things get out of control in Yisrael, then the people voluntarily dedicate themselves and bless you Hashem. And Rashi explains the Pasuk as if the phrases in the Pasuk were reversed. Bisnadiv Umbarchu Hashem means Kishimisnadvim Yisrael of Arch is born, when the people of Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael voluntarily dedicate themselves with all their strength to bless Hashem, then Before Pros be Yisrael, then the Beetle Pronios, the punishments that been against Klal Yisrael, become annulled. So Chazal view the saying of Amen Yeshmei Rabba with the total concentration and dedication, B'chol Kocho, as a verbal form of Mesiris Nefesh, which has that power to get rid of and annul any potential danger to the person and to Klal Yisrael as a whole. And since the central theme of Kaddish is saying Amen Yeshmei Rabba with total concentration, B'chol Kocho, it's no coincidence that the structure of the words and sentences of Kaddish equal the number 28 of Koach. There are 28 words from Yisgadol through Yisborach. There are 28 words from Yeheshmei Rabba through Damir and Ba'olma. And there are 28 letters in the Pasuk of Yeheshmei Rabba. Kaddish is one of those tfilos that are Davar Shebekdusha, and we know Davar Shebekdusha needs to have a minion. And the Gemara in Sota asks, Alma Ma'kayim, what's the world standing on? Why does the world exist today? The Gemara answers that Kedusha, the Sidra, on the Kedusha from Uvol Etzion, and Vahe Yeheshmei Rabba, and on the Yeheshmei Rabba. And since it's so great, Rav Shimon Shin Pinkus tells us, therefore we say Kaddish between each section of the davening. And that way the Kaddish raises up the section we completed, and it lifts the forthcoming one also. And the Sidra Rokeach calls Kaddish, he says it's the song of all songs. And he says perhaps this is because Kaddish, we're praising Hashem for the enormous revelations of his greatness that we've seen so far in this world, whether it be Bris HaOlam, Matan Torah, and we're asking for that revelation that we'll witness with the arrival of Mashiach and through the elimination of Amalek and the Melchemes Gog u'Magog. And when we daven with all our heart, then we will be able to see these great revelations, and we'll be able to see them speedily in our time. And we affirm that we yearn for this. We appreciate Hashem's greatness as much as possible. And in this way, the Kaddish, therefore, is the greatest song that Klal Yisrael sings. Why is Kaddish in Aramaic if the rest of davening is in Lashon HaKodesh? And Shimon Schwab explains, Kaddish originally was in Lashon HaKodesh. As the Gemara tells us, it said, Yehei Shmei Godol Mevorach, which was the original version. But when the vernacular of the people was no longer pure Lashon HaKodesh, but became a mixture of Aramaic, therefore Kaddish became what it is today. And he says it's like we have Yinglish, or as the Journey song goes, the Yeshiva Charade, which we have the mixture of languages when it comes to learning. It's the same type of thing that happened in Kaddish. He says another reason is because Kaddish also has to be Betzibur. Tzibur stands for Tzadikim, Beinanim, and Rishoyim. So we need a language that everybody, not just the Tzadikim, will understand. If Shimshon Pinkus explains, he says the reason it's in Aramaic is that the Malachim won't know what we're saying. And the reason for that is normally the Malachim bring the Tfilos to Hashem, but in this case, we don't want them to be jealous of what we're saying. And he explains there are two types of jealousy. One, where a person sees someone that has something you want, so you're jealous because you want that also. The second is a type of jealousy is where you see a person that has something that you believe he should not have. For example, you see a poor person and he's driving some fancy car. So even though you may have more than him, you have a lot of good, but you're jealous that he has something and it takes away from what you have. So the Malachim are jealous in the second fashion, he says. And therefore we say it in a language they won't understand. And he explains the reason is because when the Geula comes, the Tzadikim will be higher than the Malachim. And the reason is because the Tzadikim had to battle the Yetzirah, the Malachim did not. So when we ask in Kaddish for a speedy redemption, we're saying in Aramaic so the Malachim won't understand it and try to stop the Kaddish from doing its job, from gaining that great stature and keeping us from getting to the levels we potentially can get to. So we start, we say Yiskadlo v'Yiskadosh, we say may Hashem's name be exalted and sanctified. This refers to the events that will happen during Melchemes Gog u'Magog, where Hashem will perform amazing miracles before the nations of the world. And this war will end all opposition to the revelation of Hashem. As we see, it says, V'igdalti v'iskachi v'nodati la'enei goyim rabim v'yodu keni Hashem. And this then will repair the damage that the chilul Hashem that was done during the Churban Beis HaMikdash at that time. Shmei Rabbah, Tosus, and the Avudraham learn that this means his great name. And Hashem's name used to be great, or I should say, Hashem used his great name for Briyas Olam, to make this world, the spiritual world, and it's only through this same name that he preserves the world and provides for us. And in our current state, we just are not able to see it. So what we're saying is may your great name become exalted and sanctified, that once again, we can see how you're taking care of everything. The Machzor Vitri and other Rishonim contend that what we're saying is this is based on the Pasuk in Bishalach by Amalek, that Hashem's Kisei HaKavod is not complete, Hashem's name is not complete. And it went from four letters to two letters. And we're davening that the damage caused by Amalek be repaired, that the Kisei HaKavod and the Shem Hashem be complete again through the elimination of Amalek from this world. And as long as his Kisei HaKavod is incomplete, then his sovereignty over the beings cannot be felt by everybody. And therefore we're saying, let Hashem's name become great until it is totally complete. We then continue, Ba'alma Divra Cheruse, in the world that he created in his will. Hashem created this lower world in order that his name be glorified and sanctified in the world. As it says, Ki Vachar Hashem B'tzion, Evil Moshe V'lo, Hashem selected Tzion, he desired it for his dwelling place. Hashem's will is to dwell in this world, and we pray and we daven that his will should be achieved. We then continue, V'yamlich Malchuse, may he give reign to his kingship. And we say, may Hashem's throne be exalted and cause his kingship to spread and be revealed to everyone in this world until again everyone recognizes his greatness. We say, B'chayechon, uv'yomechon, v'chayedechol beis Yisrael, in your lifetime, in your days, in the lifetime of the family of Yisrael. Yirmiyo HaNavi had said in Nevuah, Echad Meir u'shnayim mishpacha. And the Gemara brings a machlokas. Rish Lakish interprets this pasuk literally that most of Klal Yisrael will not merit to witness the ultimate geula. And we're asking that this cataclysmic decree, it should be abolished. Hashem should not go through with this nevuah, and that Klal Yisrael should survive, and all of Klal Yisrael should survive to see Mashiach's arrival. Rabbi Yochanan, however, learns that this nevuah is not like Reish Lakish at all, and just that one tzaddik will be able to save a whole city, and we're davening on that side that Rabbi Yochanan is the correct explanation of this nevuah as opposed to Reish Lakish. Ba'agola suddenly, and the Rekeach says that the revelation of Hashem's glory will come without warning. As it says, Pisom Yavo El Hecholoi Ha'odon Ash'atim Avakshim. And others say, literally, it just means speedily. So we're asking that whether it's suddenly or speedily, that it should happen quickly. Uvizman Karev in the near future. And the Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, there's a contradiction in the Pasuk. The Pasuk, when it talks about the Geula, says, Be'ita Achishena. The Geula will be in its time, and I will hasten it. So the Gemara asks, will it be in its proper time, or will Hashem hasten it? It can't be both. And the Gemara answers that if Klal Yisrael is worthy of the Geula prior to the predetermined time, then Hashem will hasten Mashiach's arrival. If they're unworthy, then we'll have to wait for that predestined time. So we're davening that we should merit the Geula without having to wait to the last moment, but it should come quicker, you know, and have Hashem's glory revealed to all of us. The Chazan then ends, V'imru Amen, now respond Amen. He's exhorting the Tzibur to say Amen, to say agree with everything that I've said till now. And the Tzibur answers Amen. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the word Amen is an acronym for Kel Melech Ne'aman. And Tosus there tells us that when you answer the Amen, you actually should have in mind those three words of Kel Melech Ne'aman when you say it. The Me'iri and Rokeach tell us that the gematria of Amen is 91, which is the same as the same thing as Yudke Vavke and the Shem Adnus together. Now, the name Yudke Vavke represents that complete revelation of Hashem's oneness. The Shem Adnus represents Hashem's sovereignty over the world. So in answering Amen, we're expressing our desire that we see the days when both of these revelations become apparent to everyone. As Zechariah Navi said, and the Mishneh Berurah points out that Zechariah's Nevuah guarantees this full revelation, and it's going to happen. But in responding Amen, we're saying that we're asking Hashem that this Tefillah happen, that this Nevuah come speedily in our time. Amen also is the same gematria as Malach. And every time we respond Amen, we create a Malach who's there looking out for us and guarding us. We then continue and say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. The Sibur echoes what the Chazan said of Yiskadla Vyiskadla Shmei Rabba. We're saying the same thing. Hashem's great name should be blessed. Li Olam Ulolme Olmaya, forever and ever. And we're davening that Hashem should reveal Himself to us at the Gula and never ever again conceal Himself from us and from the world. The Chazan then continues, Yisparach V'yishtabach V'yispar V'yisromam V'yisnase V'yishadar V'yishala V'yishalol. Basically blessed and praised and glorified, exalted, extolled, beautified, appraised, and lauded. These eight phrases join the first two words of Yiskadla V'yiskadosh to form 10 words of praise in Kaddish. The Kolbo and Archas Chaim explain it's Kineged, the 10 Mamoros of Brias Ha'olam, and the Aseres HaDibros. And just like by the Aseres HaDibros, the first two Dibros were said by Hashem, the second eight by Moshe, the first two words of the praises are separated from the last eight. And he says the same thing is by the Brias Ha'olam. The first two Mamoros were on the first day of Brias Ha'olam when Hashem was the Yachid. There were no Malachim. There was no one else in the world. The other eight were once He already created Malachim. So again, therefore, these 10 phrases are separated, 2 and 8. In reciting these 10 words, these 10 praises, we're asking that all those wonderful revelations of Hashem that are currently hidden in the Torah, in the Bria, should become known to us. And this will cause everyone again to accept Hashem's rulership, His sovereignty. And again, this only could happen with the elimination of Amalek and Melchemes Gog u'Magog. And then we dive in and say that Hashem should be lauded with everything we just said. La'olam, le'elam in kol b'chasa, v'shirasa tush b'chasa. And we're saying beyond any blessing it should be, beyond any song, beyond any praise, meaning we want to see Hashem lauded in a manner that will eclipse anything that ever happened, any song that Klal Yisrael ever sang. V'nechemasa, and a consolation. And as long as the Beis HaMikdash stood, there were many open signs of Hashem's presence in the world. With the Churban, we lost that, and the Shechina went into hiding. And the Tosfos HaRosh tells us that Hashem shakes his head when we recite Kaddish as a sign of grief. And that's why we're saying here there should be a nechama to Hashem, by bringing us out of this Golos. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that one has to pay attention to what the Chazan's saying. Firstly, on the simple reason that he knows whether to say just Amen or Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah. And if, unfortunately, you look around Shul many times, you hear always that one person that shouts out Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah, and it's totally at the wrong place. Or the other time that it comes up, and again, it depends sometimes on what the Chazan sings, perhaps at the end of Rosh Hashanah's Musaf, when you're not supposed to talk at all. Sometimes, based on the tune, when you don't pay attention, there's an extra Amen people add in to the Kaddish where the Chazan might stop. But again, it's because we're not paying attention. So we have to pay attention. We're also, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, you're not allowed to even think any Torah learning during Kaddish, because Kavanah is required in answering to the Kaddish. And therefore, obviously, if you can't even think learning, it's certainly usher to talk during this Kaddish. And the Masechta Derech Eretz tells us that Rechama once saw Eliyahu with several thousand camels laden with anger and wrath, which were being brought to punish all those who speak during Kaddish. So, obviously, Kaddish, we see, you know, has its greatness. We do them many times over the day, and it's something that, you know, we should pay attention to as we go in, especially into the Yom Neroyim. To end with the story, and then the homework. So, Rav Matashio Solomon, in a speech, was talking over the halacha of not speaking during Chazaras HaShatz, and how it's God Lavonim in so. And he brought a story. He said, imagine you're in a courtroom where a man's on trial. And as the lawyer pleads his client's case, the client begins chatting and joking with a friend. And noticing the client's lack of attention and interest, the judge becomes furious, thinking, if he doesn't care what the lawyer says, why should I care? But the judge is patient, and he waits for the defendant to be quiet. After a few moments go by, the client waves to a passerby. He then answers a call on his cell phone, all while his lawyer is still trying to defend him. And the judge at this time becomes really irritated and throws the client out of the courtroom. If you don't care about it, he says, neither do I. And he says, that's why it's God Alvonim and so, because if we're coming to Hashem and we're asking Hashem, please give me Deya, you know, give me Refuah, Baruch Aleinu, and we're able to do all these other things, then Hashem throws the tefillah out with that. And similarly with the Kaddish, we have to, you know, realize that we're not, you know, not talking during it, and realize what it is. And in that way, Bez Hashem, whether it's still in Tav Shanai and Gimel, and if it's not in the next 3 days, but at least maybe this year Tav Shanai and Dalet will be Zocha then to the Geula, you know, and Bekarov, and be able to go back home where we all belong. The homework, obviously, is just, you know, over the next 3 days till Rosh Hashanah, I would say to at least find one Kaddish where you try to be as focused through the Kaddish to what the Chazan's saying, what we're answering, and then as a more general, you know, wrap up to a half a year of Vadim, as we go into Rosh Hashanah, to try to take what we've done throughout these 26 weeks leading up till Psuk Dezimra and incorporate it as much as possible into the Rosh Hashanah davening, to at least show Hashem we're coming in not as the same person we were a year ago, but that we're at least trying to change and trying to do something different. And in that way, be zocha to all the good that he wants to give us, and a year of the Geula, and only good for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.